Yeah, Gabe, I wanted to ask you, Kalani's talked a lot about the fact that some of the defensive players have been sitting out different portions of practice and some of these scrimmages so far, allowing the offense to quote-unquote win those scrimmages so far. What has it been like for you playing along that defensive line going up against this offense so far?
In my opinion, I feel like we have a really talented offensive line. I feel like we have a lot of skill there, but I've also felt that our defensive line has really held their own. Even though I think we have a lot of younger guys, underclassmen, I feel like we've all played well. We've all kind of been able to sync up a lot and learn a lot and have a kind of a really unique opportunity to play the starters every single day and kind of get ourselves better. Because once again, our offensive line is super talented, and so is our offense.
Gabe, we've heard the offense talk about the priority is red zone scoring. What would you say is the defense's priority, overarching priority in camp?
I think more than anything on defense, just playing aggressive. I think something we've focused on a lot that we've gotten better at is stopping the run, just making sure that we're assignment sound, that we're all playing for each other, rallying to the football. I feel like those are things that we've really focused on, that we've dialed in on, to just make sure that everybody kind of gets to the ball, that we're stopping the run, and just taking care of that.
What can you guys do to get more heat on the passer this season?
I think this year we've definitely installed – I think the coaches have gotten really creative this year with the defense, and – I feel like we've definitely installed some things that will help us a lot. I think we're always making sure that we're going to rush at least four players on every play, which is a huge help, and that they're really putting like the D tackles and the D linemen in positions that are aligning us for success. They're letting us kind of widen out a little bit on our alignments, kind of setting us up to make plays, and they're also bringing more pressure. I think that's definitely a priority. We're trying to help the – trying to get the quarterback to move his feet. And I think that we've been doing that really well during camp so far.
Go ahead, Jake.
Gabe, I wanted to ask you about Tyler Batty. He's a guy that I think BYU fans have really wondered what he could be as a true freshman coming off a mission, coming into this program. What have you seen from him so far in fall camp?
I think Tyler is, I mean, he's a freak athlete. He's super tall. He's one of the strongest kids in the weight room already, just right off his mission. I think his potential is huge. He has a huge ceiling. I think just adjusting from the high school game to college, I mean, it's a transition for everyone. But I definitely see him as someone who can contribute early once he kind of adjusts to the technique, adjusts those different things. But athleticism-wise, Tyler Batty is, he's a freak. He's huge.
I wanted to ask you about your position. Are you still playing kind of that hybrid role you played a year ago, some D tackle, some defensive end, or they slotted you into one position?
I think I've more moved into kind of the D tackle role. I'm playing a lot of a three tech kind of, I think, when we're in our four-man front. And so that's definitely why I feel like our pass rush this year has been a lot better. I feel like they really want our three techs, our defensive tackles, like me, Lorenzo Fautea, to kind of have that space on the side so that we can rush the quarterback and do things of that nature. So I feel like they've really kind of set us up so we can have success rushing the passer this year.
Any other questions? Mitch, go ahead.
Yeah, Gabe, I'm curious, in regards to, you know, consistency has been a word that's been thrown out a little bit on the outside looking in the past couple of years. What do you feel it's going to take to for this defense to maybe create a more consistent production and produce, of course, at a high level as well?
I think more than anything, something that's going to help us this year and in the future is I feel like our depth is so good right now. We have so many guys in the two deep, even to the three deep, that could go out and play and really – make a difference in the game, at least on the D-line. I really feel like our depth has gotten big, and so I don't feel like there'll be a drop-off as much as there sometimes was last year. And so I feel like kind of throughout the course of the game, we'll have that depth. I feel like the depth is a huge part of that, that keeping us consistent.
And with that depth, who are some of the guys, along with yourself and Zoe, as you mentioned, who are some other individuals that have been showing out and performing well in camp?
I feel like Saletti, he's also a freak athlete. He's been playing super well at the D-tackle position. Earl Mariner, I mean, the classics, Bracken O'Bakri, Kairos Tonga, Zach Daw. I feel like everybody has been playing super well, but definitely – for our depth, like underclassmen, I would say Saletti, Tyler Batty, Earl Mariner, like have been playing really well, have been, I would say, pretty dominant on our side of the ball on defensive line.